don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is cheeseburgers. Is it just me, or has every major food magazine in the country had a cheeseburger on the cover as we gear up for summer? One of the magazines asked the question, "Did you have a Happy Meal?" and goes on to report how McDonald's had experienced a state of McEmergencies. Seems the good people out there who frequent their establishments are getting a little fussy. Big Mac Corp decreed, "The lettuce and tomato will no longer be heated." Item 2, the burger bun must now be toasted. "Lordy, lordy," I muttered, just as Miss Kitty would have in her smoke and honey drawl, back at the first diner I ever flipped a cheeseburger in. It was Tom and Jerry's Fireside in the rural, comfortable, conservative town of Libertyville, Illinois, the same town I was born in. Although we didn't live there, it was simply the closest hospital in the area. Miss Kitty was among a stellar group of women who took the orders from the guests and carried the plates. She'd been there about 25 years when I checked into the short order cook's job. She was only somewhat ahead of the other gals in terms of maturity. Other members of those Gray Panthers included Miss Alice, Claire, Doris, and Evelyn, all of whom had worked there at least 15 years. Even with breakfast orders still piling in, one of us cooks would have to break off and get lunch prep done. Jerry, the owner, would be cooking down in the basement. If it were a Wednesday, he'd be making his famous country ribs and sauerkraut. He always said those words with a heavy, fake German accent, and he laughed heartily every time he uttered them, as if we had never heard him say them before. We had. Ah, the working world. Along with slicing onions till we cried, cutting tomatoes till we bled, and cutting pickles into long spears till we puckered, slapping and shaping the ground beef into patties was also one of the chores in cheeseburger production. I still make them the same way, sort of gently throwing the cold raw meat back and forth between my two hands until the beef just holds together when you cook it. Jerry taught me that lesson, too. I am grateful. The cheeseburgers held the diner's own secret seasonings mixed into the freshly ground chuck. We weren't allowed to make the patties until the morning was half over so that the spices didn't, as Jerry put it, go to sleep in the meat. And we didn't call them quarter pounders, 'cause they weren't. They were 7 ounces, not 4, and they took a full 8 minutes to cook on the economy-sized griddle we had to make do with. We formed them tall and fat, not flat and skinny. Of course we toasted the bun and kept the tomatoes and lettuce cool. We made them like we like them. Any good cook will do that. Newsflash, old McDonald. We used American cheese, of course. I timed this show to arrive just before our Independence Day in America, and though the origins of burgers probably began across the oceans, they say all-American as much as any food word. The only equals I can think of are fried chicken or apple pie. But those are choices for another Word on Food. Happy 4th of July. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my Word on Food.